From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. The 2006 film Casino Royale, the first featuring Daniel Craig as James Bond, is hands down my favorite Bond film. I love the more gritty, more realistic take on the film franchise, and Craig's performance as Bond was excellent, bringing some much-needed freshness to the character, while at the same time still keeping alive the qualities that made Bond such an iconic character as portrayed by the fine actors that came before him. The score for the film was composed by David Arnold, who wrote another dynamite song for the film in collaboration with Soundgarden's Chris Cornell called You Know My Name, utilizing John Barry's On Her Majesty's Secret Service's main theme as the song's main melody. It's a great tune. The score proper was one of my favorites of 2006, and the action material writing for the film was outstanding. Very dense stuff, with Miami International as the action highlight. This cue takes its time getting warmed up, but once the electric guitar blasts come in with about 3.5 minutes left in the cue, the piece starts to really cook. The guitar adds more energy to the piece, like it needed more, but it's perfectly mixed and utilized in the cue. Arnold writes some fine action cues, and Miami International is another winner in his career. And now, music from Casino Royale, the track Miami International, music composed by David Arnold.
Thank you.
Miami International from Casino Royale, released in 2006. Music composed by David Arnold. Let's step back again to the John Barry, Sean Connery era. This time, it's 1964, and the film is Goldfinger. While Surrender's my favorite Bond song, most would say that Shirley Bassey's rendition of Goldfinger, the film title song, is the quintessential Bond song, and it is indeed great. Now, while we aren't going to play the song, you will hear a beautiful instrumental version of it in this suite from the original soundtrack recording. Here's John Barry's excellent score to Goldfinger. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Goldfinger. Music composed and conducted by John Barry. We have to take another break, but when we return, we'll hear Michael Kamen's take on the musical sound of James Bond with his high-octane score to License to Kill. We'll also hear music from the other Timothy Dalton film, The Living Daylights, and the 1965 film Thunderball, both with original score composed by John Barry. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to our James Bond special as we celebrate 50 years of James Bond on the silver screen. In 1987, the Bond franchise brought in a fresh face with Timothy Dalton. And with Dalton came a more serious James Bond. The film was The Living Daylights, which would ultimately be John Barry's last Bond score. But before we play music from that film, we jump ahead 2 years to the 1989 film License to Kill, which would unfortunately be Dalton's last Bond film. Again, taking a page out of The Living Daylights, License to Kill was a more hard-edged, more serious, more action-oriented Bond film featuring some incredible stunt work and a full-throttled action score by Michael Kamen. As I said earlier, Kamen didn't ditch his already established and trademark sound, which was featured in other 80s classic action films such as Die Hard and Lethal Weapon, but he also managed to tip his cap to the previous Barry sound, a lot of brassy trumpets and horns, and a killer rendition of the James Bond theme in this monstrous action cue called License Revoked. Here is music from Michael Kamen's License to Kill.
Thank you.
Music from the original soundtrack recording to License to Kill, music composed and conducted by the late, great Michael Kamen. The other late, great composer of James Bond music was John Barry, and in 1965, for the film Thunderball, John Barry introduced the world to his own James Bond theme in a brilliant, rhythmic track called 007. Too bad the more recent James Bond films don't utilize this great theme. Anyway, you get a chance to hear this theme in a short suite from the original soundtrack recording to Thunderball. Music from the original soundtrack recording to Thunderball, released in 1965, with music composed and conducted by John Barry. As I mentioned earlier, that in 1987, Timothy Dalton replaced Roger Moore as Bond in The Living Daylights. This would be John Barry's last score for the James Bond franchise, and what a send-off it was. Barry wrote a super score that kept his signature style and sound alive, and, well, while at the same time, adapting that sound to a more modern-day sound of the time. And the time, of course, was the 80s, so the score did have a 80s sound to it, particularly in the action material, which utilized synthesizers and pop beats underneath the classic, already established John Barry, James Bond orchestral sound. It's really good stuff, actually, and John Barry also composed the title song for the film with the pop band A-ha. And now music from The Living Daylights, music composed by John Barry.
Thank you.
Music from The Living Daylights, music composed and conducted by John Barry. We have to take one more break, and when we return, we'll conclude the program with a super action cue written for the very first Pierce Brosnan Bond film. We'll be right back, right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. We've come to the end of the show, and while I would love to feature every single Bond score and song on this program, it was just an impossible task for me to personally do. So I apologize if I missed one of your favorite Bond scores or cues. So if you have any questions or comments about this particular show, then please email me at cinematicsound@yahoo.com or leave a comment in the comment area below of this particular program. To end the show, we're going to feature a re-recording of a still unreleased cue from the first Pierce Brosnan film, GoldenEye, with original score by Eric Serra. Legal wranglings over who had the rights to the Bond films prevented the character from returning to the screen for 6 years. Timothy Dalton was actually contracted to do a third Bond film after License to Kill, but since a film wasn't being made, Dalton moved on with his career. Pierce Brosnan, who was originally thought to take over from Roger Moore in The Living Daylights, was out of his Remington Steele commitments and made his debut as Bond in GoldenEye in 1995. However, the choice of composer was a little puzzling. Eric Serra, the French composer of The Big Blue and The Professional, was brought in. Many have panned this experimental score, and even the producers were a little worried about the lack of reference to Monty Norman's classic James Bond theme in the score. So to correct that, Serra's arranger and orchestrator John Altman adapted Norman's theme for the exhilarating action scene Tank Drive around St. Petersburg. I don't think I've heard the triangle play a more prominent role in an action cue the way it's presented in this superb track. This track, as I said, wasn't released on the original soundtrack recording, but was re-recorded and released on the album Bond, Back in Action 2 on Silver Screen Records, featuring the City of Prague Philharmonic and conductor Nick Rain. So that's it for our look back at the James Bond film franchise. I hope you enjoyed the program. My name is Eric Woods, and I've been your host. And now, music from GoldenEye. So long.
Thank you.